KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 62 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high around 73, and winds out of the south at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Topping Southwest Iowa News, a man from Pottawatomie County died Tuesday evening in Fremont County as the result of a collision in a construction zone on Interstate 29 just north of the Bartlett exit, or mile marker 25. Authorities say a northbound 2001 Kenworth semi driven by 63-year-old Builio Orejuela of Bennett, Colorado, was northbound in the southbound lanes of the I-29 in the construction area. A 2014 Dodge pickup driven by 24-year-old Vincent Flanagan of Council Bluffs was northbound in the northbound lanes. When the semi attempted to cross over into the northbound lanes at the crossover point, it struck the pickup, causing the pickup to roll over. It came to rest on its roof. Flanagan died at the scene. The semi driver was not injured. That accident happened around 5:45 p.m. The Cass County Sheriff's Office Tuesday afternoon said they'd received a call around 1:30 p.m. from an Iowa State Patrol trooper indicating the patrol was attempting to stop a vehicle driven by a man who was later identified as 20-year-old Frederick Gordon II on Highway 71, 1 mile south of Interstate 80. The traffic stop escalated into an eastbound pursuit through Cass, Adair, and Dallas counties at speeds of up to 133 miles per hour. Officials say Gordon was passing other cars on the shoulder and driving erratically. Dallas County authorities put out stop sticks at the Adel interchange. The suspect's vehicle hit them and several tires became deflated, but the vehicle continued. At around 113 mile marker near Van Meter, law enforcement performed a legal intervention in which they boxed the car in and forced it into the median. There were no injuries. The Dallas County Sheriff then took Gordon and his passenger, 20-year-old Anthony Jerome Jones, into custody. They were taken to a nearby hospital to get checked out after the crash. Authorities say they found drugs in the car. Gordon was wanted out of Kentucky on an arrest warrant for suspicion of fraud and illegal use of a credit card. Jones was wanted out of Georgia on an arrest warrant for auto theft. Since the suspects were in Cass County, it's possible they placed credit or debit card skimming devices in the area. Authorities say it's not clear if any of the devices were actually installed on gas pumps or ATMs or other devices, so they're asking you to be aware. And if a card reader looks suspicious, for example, if it's loose or there's no yellow tape over a gas pump reader, you should notify the manager of the site or call police. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce has been notified, and surrounding communities are being contacted as well to be on the lookout. Sheriff's deputies in Page County Tuesday arrested 35-year-old Aaron Dwayne Childs of Yorktown following a call to a residence on Adams Street there with regard to a domestic disturbance. During the investigation, Childs was arrested for felon in possession of a firearm and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was transported to the Page County Jail and held on a $5,300 bond. A single vehicle accident in Mills County at around 1:10 a.m. on Tuesday resulted in the driver being transported to a hospital. Mills County Sheriff's Office's 25-year-old Lindsay Rhodes of Red Oak was driving a 2010 Dodge eastbound on Highway 34 near 350th Street when the vehicle hit the gravel shoulder, causing Rhodes to overcorrect. The vehicle went off the road and landed on its passenger side in the north ditch. Rhodes was transported to Montgomery County Memorial Hospital by Malvern Rescue. An Omaha woman is hospitalized after wrecking her vehicle while driving on a closed portion of a flood-damaged road in southwest Iowa. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said 26-year-old Tabitha Lassick was driving a 2011 Chevy westbound on Highway 34 just before 1 a.m. Sunday. Authorities say Lassick failed to obey three road-closed barricades and drove through them. The vehicle continued west before hitting several large chunks of concrete, which launched the vehicle 20 feet into the air. The vehicle came to rest on the shoulder. Lassick was taken to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs by Glenwood Rescue for treatment of undisclosed injuries. And one estimate says it could be 2021 before all the flood-damaged roads in southwest Iowa are repaired. Fixing the roads is a major hurdle preventing displaced people from returning home. Baseline Road J34 south of Percival in Fremont County is missing about a foot of the shoulder, Assistant County Engineer Robbie Grimetier. The vehicle came to rest on the shoulder. Lassick was taken to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs by